Okay, peel out. A little continuation to the Helen story. Two years later, at the same time, as he had remembered Helen, had just taken up his voice recorder, walking back and forth, remembering out loud. And just transcribing that recording. Raw and real, sending it to her. Not getting any response, of course. He realized it must have seemed weird, but it was like a literary experiment, and he would of course only use it if at all story under other names. But as he lay there now, remembering that again, and her again, it struck him that there was some mystery, some ambiguity to that story. There at that time, he didn't know if his relation to her was of the romantic kind, or the brother-sister kind, which they then confirmed, consecrated back there in her apartment in 1977. in her bed. Cross-legged, sitting in front of each other. You first. She took the razor's knife . He held up his index finger . She took his hand in her and made a cut on the fingertip. Not too big, just right. It did the same. Took his hand in her. Well, he had hesitated. And she had asked him, "Are you afraid?" He answered, "No," but he was a little afraid. Because when you hold a young girl's hand, use a razor's knife to cut her little delicate finger. And you never did that before. How to be sure that you don't cut too deep and too wide? That's what he was a little afraid of. But now he did it just as she had. And the cut was just right. They put their fingers together. They let their fingers meet. Drops of blood coming out, mixing with each other. It was as if the two cuts kissed each other. There was some magic in this, he felt. And then there was something to the effect that now we're brother and sister. But as he lay there now, he realized that he had mixed feelings. You don't kiss your sister the way he had done. With her. But he was still kind of traumatized from his previous relationship, and was very careful and hesitant about stepping into another one. So yes, brother and sister sounded good for now, at least. He added, as he thought back on it, many years later, three wives and two kids later. He remembered his sister. Or whatever. That blood mixing, magical ceremony had made them. And then he kind of smiled to himself at his romanticism. Remembering young days that way, as if they meant anything. A young girl back then, now an elderly woman, now probably if she ever reads this, just shrugs her shoulder and says, oh, I remember that guy. But gosh, he took it that seriously. I mean, it was just a little playful thing that we young girls do sometimes.